Hi, Kitty Wink listeners.
I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Juliana. Glad you're all here for story time.
Okay, open-hearted, playful, and intelligent listeners, this is episode number 25. This story highlights the number 25 and the letter Y.
Thanks for listening and being part of the Kitty Wink crew with us and our octopus pal, Ozzy. Are we ready to guess the animal in this story?
Let's go.
Okay, here are your three clues. Clue number one, this animal has long horns and shaggy hair.
Oh.
And when I wrote these, Lindsay, I was thinking, I think she's going to like these clues.
Yeah, I like that one so far.
Number two, this is a large animal, similar to the size of a cow.
Oh, whoa. Really big. Okay.
I told you would like these. Number three, the name of this animal is a word used to refer to a talkative or a chatty person.
Oh, well, is that why you thought I would like it? Because I'm talkative and chatty like this animal. Okay. Long horns, shaggy hair, large animal. The name. Listeners, what do you think it is? I think I know. Is it a yak?
Yakety yak. Great answer. It's a yak. Let's see if we can find where the number 25 and the letter Y shows up.
I'm not very familiar with yaks. I'm excited to hear this story. I wonder what our Kitty Wink will think of it. Stick around to hear that discussion. Enjoy a Kitty Wink story from us. It's time to listen, and then we'll discuss.
Yahoo! Go!
Once upon a time, not so very long ago, lived a herd of yaks, 25 in total. Yaks can be found in parts of Asia and China and are pretty big animals, similar to the size of a cow. But Yasmin, the 25th and youngest yak of the herd, was born on the petite side.
Petite, great word. Petite is a fancy way of saying small.
Yes, it is. And Yasmin made up for her petite size with her quick wit and fantastical stories. This talkative go-getter was raised mostly by her grandmother, for whom she affectionately called Yaya. Yaya and Yasmin were not only grandmother and granddaughter, these two fabulous yaks were also the best of friends.
Oh, that's so wonderful for both Yasmin and Yaya to have each other. A relationship with grandparents really can be extra special. I was very close to my grandmother as well and loved our fun conversations.
Aw, that's so awesome, Lindsay. Yeah, grandparents are so special. My relationship with my grandfather, for whom I called Opa, is extremely special to me. And we have always been able to talk about anything and everything. He's actually 99 right now.
Oh, my gosh.
Was this a similar relationship with your grandmother?
Yeah, it was. We would talk about our lives, and I used to love telling her about my days at school and the adventures I would have with my sisters.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, that's similar to the conversations Yaya and Yasmin would have. In fact, at the end of the school day, Yasmin would come home and head straight to the family garden, where she would spend time chatting with Yaya while helping her tend to the garden. If talking was Yasmin's favorite thing to do, Yaya's was working in the garden. Fortunately for both yaks, these two activities went well together.
That's a total win-win.
Yes. They both found the garden to be a peaceful and calming place. And with 25 yaks to feed, tending a garden of yak food like grass, herbs, wildflowers was a big job.
I'm sure Yasmin kept Yaya entertained with fun stories about her days.
Yeah, she totally did. And her absolute favorite conversations were the ones where she would make up grand stories about flying yaks that would jump from cloud to cloud and dance on sunbeams.
Awesome.
Yaya would ask questions like, how can the yaks dance on the sun's beams? And isn't it too hot for their furry hooves? No matter the question, Yasmin always had a fabulous explanation.
Oh, Yaya, they always wear sunproof boots and big sunglasses to protect their hooves and eyes. So she's a yak with answers.
She is a yak with answers. And an imagination that was truly overflowing. So much so that she had a hard time keeping her thoughts and stories to herself. In the garden with her Yaya, Yasmin's mind was able to calm, and she could have long and relaxed conversations, going back and forth with Yaya as natural and easy as the cool evening breeze blowing through the garden's wildflowers. This was not the case outside of the garden. Yasmin had a hard time getting her mind to quiet down and find that talking helped get some of her thoughts out of her head. In school, Yasmin was always being reminded by her teacher to listen when others were talking. Even her favorite teacher, Mr. Yates, had to stop class at least once a day and remind Yasmin to use her ears a little more and her mouth a little less.
Uh-oh.
Circle time was especially difficult for Yasmin.
Circle time? Wow, I would think Yasmin would love circle time. Usually this time is spent with a class sitting together in a circle and partaking in an activity or a discussion as a group. Yasmin loves to talk, and that's a great place to share.
So true, Lindsay. And Yasmin had no problem sharing or contributing to her class conversations. It's the rule she had a hard time following.
Yes. During circle time, it's important to follow some basic rules, like raising your hand when you want to speak, taking turns with classmates, and listening to others when they talk.
Yes, and without these rules to follow, circle time would become pretty chaotic and confusing.
Mm-hmm.
Yasmin understood these rules and did her best to follow them. She would raise her hooves as high as she could when she had something to say, which was almost always, and would even cover her mouth when others were talking in an attempt to stop herself from interrupting. However, there were moments for Yasmin when she felt as though she would explode if she kept her ideas in. And when this happened, she would start talking before a fellow classmate, even after the teacher called on him, just to squeeze in her thoughts.
Oh, I know that feeling, trying to follow the rules, but letting your excitement or emotion take over.
Exactly. It's so tricky. And also hard on her fellow classmates.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to be talked over or cut off from sharing. Mr. Yates knew Yasmin was trying her best and wanted to help this young yak with her yakety-yakety dilemma. He knew Yasmin was very close to Yaya. So, one day, he decided to reach out. After the chat, Yaya took a moment to think. But it didn't take this wise old yak and Mr. Yates long to land on a great idea. This plan was not for Yasmin, but for the entire class. A class field trip to the yak's family garden.
Garden party!
Oh my gosh, so fun. Field trips are awesome ways to explore and learn. I also love how Mr. Yates and Yaya worked together to think through or brainstorm how they could help Yasmin while also including the entire class. When we work together, like Mr. Yates and Yaya, we can come up with new and creative solutions.
Oh, totally. The next day, Mr. Yates announced the class field trip to the Yak Family Garden and said they would be walking there after lunch. Yasmin and her classmates were thrilled with the surprise field trip, and after lunch, they quickly got into a straight line and walked with Mr. Yates to the garden.
I'm sure they were so excited.
Oh, yeah. Field trips are the best.
Mm-hmm.
On the walk, a kind classmate named Elijah tried to share what he knew about gardening. But Yasmin told a story the entire time about swimming water buffalo, leaving no room for Elijah to speak.
Oh, that's so frustrating for Elijah.
Yeah, totally.
But a good reminder of why they are heading on this field trip in the first place. What happened next?
Well, Yaya greeted them warmly and invited everyone into the garden, handing them a pair of gloves and a gardening tool. Mr. Yates asked everyone to pick one thing from the garden and sit in a circle, just like they do during circle time at school. Yasmin skipped over to pick one of her favorite purple wildflowers. She was excited to be in the garden with her class. At the same time, she felt the calming effects of the garden settle on her like an invisible hug.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Yaya started circle time by asking the class to go around the circle and share what they picked and if they've ever gardened before. Yasmin raised her hand and began to speak, but Yaya quickly and kindly stopped Yasmin by saying, It's good to share and great to listen. Let's start with the great and we will get to the good. Yasmin, since this is your family garden, I think it will be nice for you to be last.
It's good to share and great to listen. Oh my gosh, I really like that message from Yaya.
Yeah, I do too. Go Yaya.
Yeah.
Wise woman. And at any other time and place, this request would have seemed like a cruel punishment for Yasmin. But the magic of just being present in the garden made her feel calmer. Maybe it was the cricket's song or the sound of the happy breeze swishing through the herbs and flowers. Maybe it was the soft warmth of the sunlight on her cheeks. Maybe it was Yaya's love.
Or maybe it's all those wonderful pieces working together in harmony.
That's a beautiful thought. And when Yasmin heard Yaya's words, things became pretty clear for her. The garden is so wonderful because it has so much to teach you. Yasmin wondered if there were things she could also learn from her classmates as well. Just then, Elijah began to share what he had picked from the garden. It was the same purple flower Yasmin had.
I garden with my father and grandfather every Sunday. This Galsang flower is one of our favorite flowers to grow. They're known as the flower of happiness.
Yasmin couldn't believe her ears. How did she not know her favorite flower was known as the flower of happiness? Wow, this listening thing is really great, she thought.
Oh, that's so great.
It really is. Yasmin also realized she didn't have the same strong urge to blurt out everything on her mind. Circle time seemed different, and not just because they were outside in her family garden. It was different because she saw it differently.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. When all of her classmates were through and it was her turn to share, she showed her flower to the class and thanked Elijah for teaching her something new. Now she knew her Yaya was right. Sharing is good, but listening is really great.
And that's the end.
Let's call a kitty wink.
Hi, kitty wink. Can you introduce yourself?
I'm Zev. I'm 9 and I live in Win Hall.
Win Hall. Where is that? What state is that in?
Vermont.
Vermont. Oh my goodness. We love hearing from kitty winks from all different states. Thank you so much for sharing, Zev, and for being part of the crew.
Yes, we are so glad you came on this week's journey with us.
Did you notice the letter Y in the story?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And the teacher's name is Yates.
Mr. Yates was the teacher's name. And the main character, her name was Yasmin, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that also starts with Y. Sometimes it's tricky to figure out Y words. Great job noticing so many of them.
Yeah, those are all fun words to say, too. I like Yaya the best. Yaya. It's a fun one.
What about you, Zev? What was your favorite name?
Yasmin.
That's a pretty name.
It really is. And what about the number 25? Did that come up anywhere in the story?
Yeah. It came up, the herd has 25 yaks.
A lot of yaks in it.
That's a big herd of yaks, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, 25 yaks. So that's a lot of people. And where did the food come from?
The Yaya's garden.
Mm-hmm. Yaya's garden. Yeah. So it has to be a pretty big garden to feed all those yaks.
For sure. Can you tell us a little bit more about what you thought of the story, if you had a favorite part or you think Yasmin learned something?
Yasmin learned that if she listens, she can learn more.
Right. Is it important to listen?
Yeah.
I can tell that you're a really good listener. It is important to be able to listen. What was your favorite part of the story?
When they went to Yaya's garden.
Yeah. When they went to Yaya's garden was my favorite too, because I really liked her advice that she gave Yasmin. Do you remember what it was?
Mm-hmm. It's good to talk, but great to listen.
Yeah.
And then she said, let's start with the great and get to the good, right?
Yeah.
That's, sometimes I have to think about that because I like to talk. So I sometimes have to think, so important to listen. So, and it's great that you and all of our listeners listen to these stories.
Absolutely.
It's such a good skill.
Yeah. So that was my favorite part too. Now, did you learn anything from this story? What do you think about that?
That you listen.
Yeah.
That it's important to listen. Absolutely. And you can learn so much. Like she learned her favorite flower is a Galsing flower. She didn't even know the name, right?
Yeah.
Before wrapping up, let's play Would You Rather. Zev, are you ready to play? All right. Would you rather play in a garden or would you rather play in the water?
Water.
Ooh, tell us why.
Because it's wet.
That's a good answer. What about you, Jules?
I think I would like to play in the garden because I like digging in dirt, planting seeds, and seeing what comes from the ground.
Yeah, I think that's a great answer. And I think, you know, I would maybe play in the garden and then play
in
the water.
I knew she was going to say both.
Both. Play in the garden and then jump into the water. If I had to choose one, I would probably say water. Zev, I like the water too. And I like to play like with pool toys. And what about you? Are there other things you like to do in the water?
Swim.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's awesome.
Yeah, swimming's fun.
Okay, that's, you had such great answers. All of us and Kitty Wink listeners, I bet you had a great answer to that too. All right, Zev, do you have a would you rather for us and our listeners?
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
Would you rather fight a bunch of chicken-sized zombies or eat a bunch of zombie-sized chickens?
I love a good silly one.
Ooh.
I would totally eat zombie-sized chickens.
Why?
Because I like chicken.
I would fight the chicken-sized zombies.
Why?
Because it would be really fun to karate chop a little zombie chicken.
That's a very fair. Zeb, what about you? What's your answer?
I would stick on the zombies.
You're with me. We would go zombie crazy, right?
Oh, that's such a good one.
Well, thank you so much, Zev, and listeners for tuning in to episode 25. And we cannot wait to be with you again on another episode.
Thank you, Zev.
Thank you, Zev.
Bye. Bye.
That was so fun to be with all of you and have a conversation with our Kitty Wing guest, Zev. If you would like to be a Kitty Wing guest, please reach out. We would love to have you. Email us at contactkittywink@gmail.com and check out our Instagram page at Kitty Wink Crew.
We would love to have artwork from our Kitty Winks to share. Can you draw a garden full of yummy vegetables? Please send it our way and we might just feature your artwork on our page.
Thanks for letting us share what we love, stories. Please come back next week for a new podcast story adventure. We want to grow our community, so please show us some love by liking, subscribing, reviewing, and checking out our Shopify store. Our awesome activity book is available. Make sure to get your copy today.
It's a great gift, too. Mm-hmm. Remember to love yourself, others, and spread that love everywhere. Or as Ozzy would say, lead with your three hearts. Goodbye.
Yeah. Go, Kitty Wink. Yay!
Stories written and read by Juliana Bria and Lindsay Farley. Original theme by Miriam Mayer. Artwork by Amy Nicholson and Maggie Porter. Find us wherever you get your podcasts. This has been a Kitty Wink Crew production.